offensive than Mandingo. More shocking than Behind the Green Door. More erotic than Deep Throat.
Hi, this is Irv Katz, and welcome to Dial-A-Dork, the Cleveland radio home for nerds, geeks, and dorks. For the next hour, we'll take your calls about your crashed computer, your hung-up software, your level 17 paladin, or whatever geek-worthy topic you have in mind. Call us at 216-578-1300 and let the Dial-A-Dork community assist you. And now, here's your Cleveland dorks.
I just wanted to say that now I'm a nerd.
Y'all ready for this? Yo, welcome to another edition of Dial-A-Dork. I'm your master of ceremonies, Irv Katz.
Welcome back, Irv. We missed you.
Oh, thank you. That's the dulcet voice of Dork Almighty, Matt Minar.
The dulcet tones of Dork Almighty.
That's it exactly. And my main man, Russ Miller.
I was wondering if you all are ready for this.
I know I'm ready for this. I don't know if the listening audience at large is ready for this. We'd also like to thank Kim for joining us today, answering the phones. We want to thank Matt for working the board. He is the man. And you can kill the music, Matt, anytime you like. And
smooth fade.
And we certainly miss Yoko, who is at home with a little bout of laryngitis. So works for me. But I wish he was here. but anyway, that probably means we won't have a YWOW this week, which is Yoko's website of the week.
We can still do one.
Yoko's website of
She
the
can
week.
Email us if
wow.
she's there.
Ah, and where, pray tell, would she email?
You can email us at dorks@dialadork.com, and that is dot com.
Dot com. Dot com.
And that is hyphenated dial-a-dork.
Outstanding work. And of course, as you heard in the intro, you can call us at 216-578-1300 and talk to us about your computer problems, your thoughts, your dreams.
Tell us your
And we will smash them.
Fantasies.
Yes, we're here to listen to you. This is your show. We are just a conduit between the question and the answer. So we
That's
were thanks Paris, and then we were going to have some folks from Tidal Wave Theater. You may have heard their ads on the show over the last few weeks, but unfortunately the actors couldn't make it. So hopefully next week before the show before their run ends, we will get some actors in here to hear a few scenes from the play we've been advertising all about video games.
Are we going to be able to do some parts?
I don't have the script. You want us to do the parts?
Yeah, we should do some parts with them next week.
You know,
that'd be fantastic.
That's a hell of an idea. I'm gonna pitch that to Greg, who's the director of the play.
We can,
Is there any smooching? I'll take that part.
So how about you and smooching? Matt? You and Matt can have that. Next week, and we can talk to them. But it's cool. Anyway, we've got a few things to talk about. Last week I missed the show. I was in Jamaica, and
I wouldn't say you missed it, Bob.
Oh, he missed it.
Oh, I missed it. I missed it a lot. I sat around on Monday and just couldn't really think about too much else. You're not eating a granola bar on the air, buddy. At least wait till the commercial. Okay.
At least wait till you get a cell phone call.
Yeah, really.
Oh, shit. And moving on.
Anyway, so... well,
take care of business over there.
Yeah, really, dude. We've got a few really juicy topics to discuss. The juiciest is the new top-level domain...
that is indeed juicy. And
it has been approved.
As we've said, hot.
Yeah, it is hot. It's hot. It's juicy. It's wet.
Moist.
It's moist.
We better stop.
It's sticky.
FCC doesn't it's, truck with that.
It's lubricated.
It is .xxx.
.xxx is your new top-level domain. And before,
I bet you .hot would do better.
Well, that's hot, right? That's .hot. .hot. That's great. All right, look, here's the thing. Russ, why don't you explain real quick, because you are the sort of networking and internet guru
I'm
here.
The registry guru.
Your registry maven. Can you explain to us what this business of top-level domains is so that people understand what we're talking about?
Sure. Well, I mean, you go out there to the web, and everybody in the world knows your old .coms. And
.net.
The big three back when I started in the biz in the mid-90s when the internet started to take off were .net, .com, and .org. Those are the ones average Joes could just go register.
What about .gov?
Well, that came later.
.gov and .mil, they existed at that time.
They were there.
But you just can't go register at .gov. That's a government or military .mil website. Those guys handle
that. .edu.
.edu is big for the schools. You have to qualify. I'm not sure what it takes to qualify. Like,
you have to be an accredited
institution.
It's got to
be something. I don't know what it is.
Or could
anyway.
Be like Billy Bob's.
And the fourth option for
college.edu.
For Billy Bob was .us, which was the US space. Right. And you could get something like cleveland.oh.us.
That's right. I've seen that. And mm-hmm. of course, there's the .ca for Canada and the .UK and so on and so forth.
So in the original canon, it came down like this. Moses came down from the hilltop with the internet. Al Gore came down from the hilltop with the internet and gave unto VeriSign the power to administrate the top-level domains.
Preach on, brother.
Those being the ones we just discussed, .com, .net, and .org. Those were to VeriSign.
Well, I prefer to pronounce .org.
O-R-G. Yeah. Actually, it's interesting to see, like, PBS in town here. They say .org. Some people say .org. It's whatever you
it's like.
It's like
orgy.
I get it. It's hot.
Can I say it
I
again?
Guess.
All right, go ahead. Anyway. So now we've got some new. We had some new ones in
so
the last couple
very
of
small,
like .biz.
Two things exploded out of that, which was one, eventually in around 2000, I don't remember the exact year, they broke the VeriSign monopoly and said anybody can register into a centralized database, these top-level domains.
Is that what ICANN is, or is that
ICANN is the body, the governing body that administers the whole thing. They're the one who gave originally VeriSign.
Oh, okay.
They're
above VeriSign.
Yes.
Right. Thing. Okay.
In fact, they only came into existence after that, but think of them as the governing body.
Sure.
Too. That's fine. So now there's a place specifically you might remember from the Super Bowl, GoDaddy.com.
Sure, sure. Great commercial. One of the best.
Yeah, it was all right. And so those guys, I guess, just passed Network Solutions over VeriSign, same company, in actual registration. So if you really want to go register your name, your dog's name, your company's name, whatever, you probably want to go to do it cheapest at GoDaddy.com.
Yeah, or
not to plug
there,
them,
in
I
fact,
think.
If you just
it's
Google,
$8.
If you Google like cheap domain or something along those lines, you will find a whole host of these providers that can do it for less than $10 a domain, and that lasts for like a year. And I've been getting them lately for about $5.95.
Anybody
for
out
a year.
There wondering about this stuff? You don't not too educated. You think you might have to go with VeriSign Network Solutions?
No, they're very expensive.
There's
it's crazy.
No difference in service. Zero.
Yeah.
Difference in service.
Well, I think Network Solutions will actually like answer the phone.
I may be overspeaking there, but from a practical standpoint, don't worry about paying cheap for your domain. What is a domain? .com, .net, .org. Were the standards, and now there's a million of them, .info.
But I think we're all thrilled about the newest one, .XXX.
Yes, to carry it back.
Which is basically going to be all
really
about that
about
Vin
it.
Diesel movie.
That's right. Or Ice Cube.
Or Ice
latest,
Cube, for that
matter. XXX. He did far worse in that movie than he did in that kids one he came out with this year. <Isn't that fun?
laughs> Yeah, what was it?
Are We There Yet?
Are We There Yet? Is that nice. The name of it?
I don't know.
I
something
that's
like
right.
that.
No, I think Matt called that.
All right, anyway. So
so wait a minute. Hold on. Why
so Friday is clearly the best Ice Cube movie, I think is what we need to agree on here.
Oh, Boys in the Hood?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Friday's really good, man.
Different genres. I didn't get into Friday. Totally.
Friday is
I
the
didn't.
3 o'clock high of the 90s. Suck on that for a while.
Well, this
or chew on it.
The show is just getting hotter by the second. So basically, all the porn sites are going to pick up and move to the XXX or not?
They will not.
Can I ask a question here?
Go for it.
So is it mandatory for a porn site to carry the .XXX?
The idea
moniker?
Is this self-regulation is what they're going for.
Really?
Okay. Right now it's just created. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, it will come and go in the same way that all the other ones have. You can go to Network Solutions and they say, do you want your domain, dorkalmighty.com, also in dorkalmighty.net and dorkalmighty.info and
dorkalmighty.biz?
And you're going to be like, no, I don't, because nobody wants to go there. Dorkalmighty.XXX could take off.
Why not?
Give that a try.
Why not? All right, so basically that's what a top-level domain is.
There's
thing
a bunch
on the
of them
end.
Out there. It's a thing on the end, and you can register under a number of different ones. They're trying to make the adult content of the internet go into one little category. I
and
think
why
it's
do
doomed
we,
for failure.
And why do we think they're doing this?
It's a self-regulation. Get to it before they put down a law, but you can't contain the internet.
Well, I don't think it's so much about containing the internet. I mean, there's a significant administrative value to having a certain category of material that is heavily filtered, especially in business, in education, in library, in, you know,
I mean, there's two factors. Once you get everything, let's say everything did go under XXX, you would have the ability to find it quickly. You'd also have the ability to filter it quickly and block it quickly. Yeah.
Right.
And here's another idea. Could this be a little bit like, you know, compact discs are to tape, like this is just going to make the registry organizations a crap load of money because everyone's going to run out and register a bunch of new domains?
I firmly believe this will not
hundreds of thousands of new domains.
Well, no,
if in a month anybody is going to double that XXX, I'll give you $5 American. It's not going to happen.
Right, hold on, I'm writing that down.
All right.
All right. Well, all right, that's cool. So let's you want to move on?
Yeah, I mean, I think we covered the topic. If anybody has thoughts on it, please give us a call.
Okay. Yeah, if you have any questions about that, let us know. Moving on, read today that the guy who did DVD Decryptor, which is a program used to extract the raw video and audio data from a DVD to your computer so that it can be manipulated in other ways, you know, compressed.
Do you mean the guy that did this particular software, or are you talking about DECSS?
Well, DVD Decryptor, the software, which I think, if I'm not mistaken, is an outstanding piece of software that works extremely well. And it's a great way to start the process of archiving the DVDs you've already purchased, okay, because you're not gonna get a bunch of DVDs from Netflix and
you're
rip
definitely
them.
Not gonna copy them. No,
no,
we don't do that.
No one's going to do that.
We would never
but
do
anyway, the point
that.
Is that they're saying that they think it's Sony. They think it's Sony that sent them a sort of cease and desist letter over DVD Decryptor because it took them all of 72 hours to break somebody's new copyright protection scheme. And you know, it just says to me, it makes it painfully obvious that the manufacturers of DVDs have got to stop trying to encode and protect that actual physical media. It's absolutely pointless because somebody goes and gets one and can take all the time they need to figure out how to break it. It's ridiculous. They should just put them out there unprotected, stop wasting all that money, and just try to find new ways to get people to pay for media, such things like iTunes, you know, more affordable options, you know, things like Netflix. I think everybody really wants to do something like that. I don't think people want to download low quality crap off the internet. I think they want the real thing, and they don't necessarily, you know, with Netflix, if you want to watch it again, you just put it on your list again. I mean, I think that's what people really want.
No, you have a point there.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, that's the big argument amongst the slashed out type crowd. The DMCA opponents saying, you know what, don't put these convoluted, you know, protection schemes and don't make laws enforcing these convoluted protection schemes when people will buy the stuff. People were scared when VHS came out. No one's ever going to go to the movies again. Well, people love to own VHS. And they screwed up so bad, they price pointed VHS tapes in around $100 in the mid-80s. So, because they didn't think people would buy them, only rent them.
It was
people
more than
loved
that.
To buy them.
It was more than that. I worked for a video store around the time that Terminator 2 came out. Those VHS cassette tapes, when they came out, were cheap at $99.95 a piece.
I mean, now it's all priced to own. Now they understand that people want to own it.
Mm-hmm.
Go with it. Don't treat your customers like criminals.
You've got the RIAA out there, you know, sending lawsuits against people for copying music and whatnot, while the record industry has recorded upward sales of CDs.
Look at the success of iTunes.
Despite, you know,
it's iTunes is just the new 45s.
Right, iTunes, the new Napster.
Right,
you know, this is it's perfect.
Yahoo
it's
now.
Want.
I mean, Yahoo's going to get into it. A monthly fee for all
Yahoo
the movies,
music?
All the songs you want. You know, something like that.
I'm probably
when will these people learn?
Uh-oh.
It costs them money to put the copy protection on. It doesn't cost us anything to crack it.
Pretty much. People are just going to do it for fun.
Yeah.
Why don't they face
it? It's a hobby.
All right, we'll be back in a minute.
Boy, I love wrestling.
Then you should play IWA.
What's the IWA?
The Imaginary Wrestling Association. It's the greatest fun since wrestling itself. You create a wrestler, manage his career, and compete against other wrestlers from around the world for championship titles and prizes. The IWA lets you trash talk and do sneak attacks. They even have specialty matches.
Oh, that sounds great. How do I get started?
Go to playiwa.com. You could be
the new world champion.
Check it out, Cleveland. WERE has got sports all wrapped up. That's right. Tune in to Sports Wrap 1300 every night at 11 here on WERE. It's a hip, fast-paced, in-depth look at the sports world from local to national, amateur to professional. We've got something to say about everything, and I'm sure you do too. We'll put it down live on the air Monday through Friday, 11 to midnight, with exciting interviews, up-to-the-minute sports reports, and our radio roundtable keeps the ball bouncing. To join in, tune in weeknights at 11 and call 216-578-1300, Sports Wrap 1300.
Hi, I'm nobody in particular, and I'd like to ask you a question. Are you dissatisfied with your current IT service provider? And by that I mean, is your computer guy a jerk? Are you paying $100 an hour, $125 or more for IT service? In other words, is your computer guy ripping you off? Does your computer guy leave more problems than he fixes? Essentially, does he know what the heck he's doing? Call the Comm Group today and get the level of service you desire at the price you deserve. With in-home rates as low as $50 an hour and in-office rates as low as $75. That's KOMM Group at 216-556-0141. That's 216-556-0141 or kommgroup.com. Don't be scared. Call the Comm Group.
On Lifetime, to take on the toughest missing persons cases.
The baby's gone.
You need someone strong out front.
FBI!
Someone smart behind the scenes.
I found a match on a DNA database.
And someone with real vision.
She had something really important to tell me, but she just faded away.
Investigation meets intuition when Vivica A. Fox, Katerina Scorsone, and Mark Consuelos star in the season premiere of Missing at 10, 9 Central, Sunday, June 12th, only on Lifetime. They will find you.
Cleveland Public Theater and Tidal Wave Theater present Stone Cold Dead Serious, the honest, funny, surreal story of the Ledbetters, a clan of dropouts, junkies, and QVC addicts. You know, just your average dysfunctional family. Only their teenage son can save them from themselves by winning $1 million playing a real-life version of a computer game, or at least, he'll battle to the death trying. Written by America's next great playwright, Adam Rapp, Stone Cold Dead Serious is another high-octane ride from CPT and Tidal Wave Theater, co-producers of last year's Wait and Charge. Stone Cold Dead Serious opens Friday, June 3rd at 8 p.m. and runs through June 18th. Tickets are $15 and discounts are available. Call the box office at 216-631-2727 or just go to cptonline.org and get serious about video games.
When you went to Adams, you might have been called a spaz or a dork or a geek.
We know you're not on the phone with a girl, so call us instead at 216-578-1300. And now, back to Dial a Dork.
Okay, we're back. We're back, and we've got another nice, juicy topic to discuss, and let's just jump right into it.
Well, you know, we should throw out, if you have any tech questions, concerns, or comments on the show, give us a call at 578-1300.
Yeah, do that. 216-578-1300, or email us at dorks@dialadork.com, dial-a-dork.com.
We take any kind of tech question. We'd love to solve your computer woes.
Yeah, and...
Or non-computer, for that matter. I mean, we can solve... Abacus problems and car problems and all kinds of technology problems.
We can solve car problems?
Yeah, a little bit.
I've got a car problem.
You do? What's wrong?
The wipers are busted. I don't know.
Oh. Go to Murphy's Discount Auto Parts and get yourself some wipers.
I think it's Murray's. And you want to get e-wipers.
You want to get virtual wipers.
They're
busted.
Virtual wipers.
They don't move.
Is that like
they don't move at all?
No, they don't move.
Oh.
Is that a new iTunes?
We're calling cards off for that one. All right, now let's jump into the thing.
Okay, what we want to talk about is the fact that PC World Magazine put out a highly dubious list of the top 100 best products of 2005. And, of course, this is, you know, strictly
Yeah, why would they pick 2005 and it's June.
I don't know. Maybe it's car models or something.
I mean, why not say of the last year?
It really doesn't make any difference because the list is crap.
It's not crap. I don't know. It's interesting.
Dude,
I think
the
some
list
interesting
is
stuff
crap. This is a ju- I mean, this
it's
seems
easy
like
easy to argue about.
This seems like a
sure.
big old marketing masturbatory exercise.
All right, top 10. How many of you experienced of the top 10 here? We'll go over them.
Well,
in
wait,
a second.
You can't do the top 10 right off the bat. We got to tease the
saying,
audience a little bit.
Oh, you want to drop? you want to play that way?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
tell me how many of the top 10 you've used. That's
well,
what
well,
I'm wondering.
No. Oh, okay. We can tease a little bit more better than that. Why don't we take some of the ones that we think should be in the top 10 that are not?
Well, I mean, certainly there's some. Just like any list you might see on VH1 or any of these other things, I mean, there are just clearly
VH1, the network to watch when you're doing something else.
Exactly. They that's good. This is clearly got so many credibility issues. I mean,
what is 91 here? Delphi MiFi satellite radio. I've never heard of that.
It's just a particular type of satellite.
Is
unit.
That a unit? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
they've
just
got
a unit.
They've got two different desktop searches on here. Is that really necessary?
Yeah, I think you don't need. And FileMaker Pro 7 is number 80. You know what? Databases don't need to be on any lists anymore.
Yeah, I mean, some of this stuff is really. Some of this stuff isn't even really new or anything. I mean, it's been around. Well, first of all, number 81. I mean, I'm not going to say that Sunbelt Software's CounterSpy, which is some anti-spyware software, isn't an excellent product.
It
I'm not going to say it. I'm not
products.
Even going to say it isn't. And
nobody.
You know what?
It.
I don't even know if it's free or not. But all I'm going to say. Is that it's an absurdity that it's on there, but I have, unless I overlooked it, I don't see Adaware and I don't see SpyBot. I don't even see Microsoft's
no
anti-spyware Adaware. Tool.
I
and that's just a travesty.
No SpyBot.
I mean, Adaware and SpyBot have been the absolute top of the pops for the last, 18 months. Unrivaled, used together, they're almost invincible. And
speaking of which, for our listening audience, if you haven't updated your Adaware recently, yeah. they just released version 1.06.
You're absolutely correct.
You need to go out to the
I
site.
I need to do that.
www.lavasoft,
USA.
As in liquid hot magma.
LavasoftUSA.com.
That'll take you to the USA.
Do a search for Adaware. It'll be the top. And
you can go to right. download.com and search for Adaware and just get it from
and
there,
get
too.
It. And,
in fact, that's where
yourselves.
LavaSoft USA is going to end up sending you to anyways, download.com. So
that's right,
save yourself the trouble. Get the personal edition. It's free. I'm sure Sunbelt Software's CounterSpy is excellent, but I mean...
Why is it here?
What are you talking about?
Look at some other stuff on here. What about A9.com? I know it kind of broached into the public consciousness this year. Does anyone use it?
I've never used. I've
it's
used
at the top
it once.
Of
I don't
Amazon.
Understand.
It gets in my way. I search in the wrong place. I hate it.
Well, no, I feel that. That's the app. They got the Apple Mac Mini at $75.
That is just blasphemy.
Well, it's just ridiculous.
It's horrible.
I mean, that's one of the coolest things that's come out.
I mean, $75 might be good, but look what's
that actually
like
came out
it.
In 2005.
What do you got? You got a camera at 63, and there's like six cameras on this list for some reason.
I'll give them props for having Wikipedia
digital
on
cameras.
Here, but at 60, come on,
too low.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, Google Desktop Search, very cool tool at 76. And they have Copernic, which actually came out slightly before it at 89. I actually installed it. And then as soon as I realized there was a free Google branded and probably Google, utilizable, I don't know, a nice version from somebody that I knew, I went with them.
How did a color laser printer even make it onto the list?
It must cost 50
cents. It must be awesome. I want one so bad.
you liar.
Let's see. What? All right. AC/DC.
All right. What's positive
7?
On this list?
Come on.
We're down on the list.
Look, AC/DC is on here. That's ridiculous.
What is AC/DC? I don't know.
AC/DC is a picture viewer.
Rock band.
Well, yeah, but it's also a picture viewer. And I'll say this, that the still, without a without a doubt, the best picture viewer on the internet right now, still, like in
picture
my
viewer?
Mind, like 3 or 4 years running, is Irfan View. It's free. IRFAN View.
Called Picasso. That's
well,
to be good.
Irfan View is not so much an organizer, but Irfan View is just one of the cleanest, quickest, most lightweight. Little picture viewer, bam, 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 and
get
it does
XP
all kinds of stuff.
And XP will do it for you.
it's just fantastic, and it's been right. it's been
oh
the best
God.
For a long time.
I got to tell you, I just saw the most blasphemous thing on this list. Number
what?
33.
The New York Times on the web?
Which classically amongst web surfers is the most
the
annoying site because you have to register.
You have to register.
Unbelievable that it's
they have Vonage and Skype. Well, anyway, Skype at number 8.
Look at PCWorld, by the way, .com if you're out there in the world and you want to follow along. Now, Matt, with maybe our
you can comment on this. Why is everybody like number 26 Ubuntu Linux so much?
I don't like it.
It's weird that it's on there. I hear that Ubuntu is Debian, one of the more respected releases made more user friendly from a package sense. That's what I've heard.
I'd say that's a very good summary. It is based on the Debian flavor of packaging in Linux. Their goal was a fairly easy user installation experience, as well as a very easy desktop experience.
And like Debian has a bunch of like ideology behind them that they don't do a non-free software and all this, that it makes it harder to use packages that are quite useful. And that are free to you, but that are not "quote unquote" free in the "free as in speech" sense.
And here's another problem with this list. Right above Ubuntu is Winternal's software ERD Commander. Now, look, I'm going to tell you right now that ERD Commander is one of the greatest, most fantastic products out there. But it's been around for years. I don't understand what it's doing on this, unless this list is just like kind of like a keeper league in fantasy football or something, where if you're really good year after year, you stay on the list.
I think this is what they reviewed this year, and which was based probably on what they think is entering the public consciousness. Like APC UPS.
That's crazy.
They've been around forever, but people are starting to use these at home, I think,
Let me tell you something, okay? By the way, I want to encourage everyone tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock on this station to listen to Capitalist Cleveland, hosted by Jeff Chaney and Don Larson. Don's contributed to the show a couple of times. He's been in the studio. He brought Emma with him and everything.
Emma, our top fan.
Emma was the one who, what was the word?
Pumpkin.
Munchkin? I think it was Munchkin.
Munchkin, yeah.
And anyway, the point is that in a former life, Don used to be a UPS salesman.
Selling
uninterruptible power supplies.
Oh, that kind of UPS.
Yeah. And let's just say that, you know, I don't want to put words into his mouth, but let's just say he's not a fan of APC brand UPS.
From a quality or competitive standpoint?
Well, actually, he was able to, you know, lay out the fact that that at least in his experience, I don't want to get anyone. You know what? This Don had nothing to do with this.
Would
I don't want to get Don in a bunch of trouble.
You just get to the point already.
Point is that somebody that I know claimed that APC used lower quality parts, you know, on one part of the, like, the power
goes
in. But
did they pass the savings on
to
me?
Well, like, they use devices when the power goes in to clean up the power, then when the power goes out to regulate it or whatever, and they use lower quality. Oh, shut up. I'm an amateur. I don't know if I'm going to get sued or something.
If Dory were here, she'd be making a gesture.
She'd be shooting the middle finger at me right now. The point is that I'm surprised to see APC on here.
Absolutely.
And you know what's not on here? I mean, they got
that's
Gmail.
What we should talk. What's
they
not
got,
on here?
They got Gmail is number 2, and that's I agree with that completely.
Sure.
They got Google's number 16, and they got their
Weird.
Google really should be number 1 all
the
time.
Well, but what did they do in the last year? Well, they did a lot of other
stuff.
Well,
where's Google Maps?
Yeah, put Google Maps, not Google.
Where's Google Maps on this list?
Yeah. Exactly.
Where's like Ride Finder or any of those other things? Or is that under Google?
Is there any? That must be.
And if anybody out there does not know what Google Maps is, you have to go to maps.google.com. Just put in your address and then hit the satellite photo link.
Yeah. And then wave up in the sky.
And then wave because satellites
looking
at you.
I mean, it's unbelievable. They get to about 200 feet.
Something like that. It's you can see individual houses.
I was looking at the house where I grew up.
Did you really?
Yeah, I cried a little.
If you call it growing up.
Lost youth and so forth.
Yeah.
All right, enough sappiness. What on this list did you maybe learn from or like?
I mean, I'm surprised to see the Alienware PC at number 6.
Actually,
I mean, is it that great?
I am not surprised to see Alienware,
Alienware
as a company on here.
But number 6?
But a particular product, I don't necessarily agree with
number
that.
Number 20.
To heck with that. I want to see that guy's TIE fighter mod.
Yeah.
I want to go check out number 23, Password Agent. It's a good product. I know there's a lot out there.
You know what? That's ridiculous. Symantec's
managed passwords.
Symantec's been doing that as part of their.
Everybody does it. I have no problem with that. I just don't have a particular product, and I might check that one out.
Well, you know, Thunderbird has that built in as well as Firefox.
I'm scared here's something of
dedicating
that's wrong.
That to another product.
Here's something that's wrong.
IE will do it too.
The Treo 650 should not be number 10. It should be in the top 5. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
No, everybody in the world wants one of those.
I mean, that thing is that might be the best world. Product of the year so far, though it had the little file system problems.
You know what? If it was cheaper, it would be in the top 5.
Yeah, the price is coming down.
Get it with a package, which you have to do anyway.
It's expensive.
Yeah. I mean, they got Tiger on here, and not Froggy's wife, but the Apple operating system.
At number 41, there's a 19-inch LCD, something I would like to buy when it becomes reasonable.
I guess that must be a good one.
It's not cheap, though.
No, that the LG Flatron, I've actually seen that. It's not a bad LCD at all, and it's very reasonably priced for a 19-inch model.
True. It was about $500 is what they listed it at.
Wow.
Maybe that's list. I saw it cheaper than that.
They've got a USB memory key on here. I mean, how...
That's a big thing.
How good can that one be?
They're a commodity now.
Here's the problem, though. It's verbatim brand. And the thing that bugs me about this list is it gets me to thinking that this is just a big brand awareness tool that PC World is doing.
The shuttle computers are on here, which I know is something you've been really into for more than 1 year.
Oh, I know. The little shuttle, shoebox computers.
I own a Shuttle XPC. It is about the size of a...
Tall shoebox.
Tall shoebox, or I like to call it a toaster.
Took you about two months to get it up and running?
No, it didn't take about 2 months.
Wasn't there like some massive power weirdness or something with it? I don't know.
I did have a... I shorted it. It was my fault, ultimately.
Good job. So how does the... Not to continue on with the sexual overtone of the show, but how does that heat pipe technology work?
Oh, dude, it's
hot.
Indeed.
Actually, it's pretty slick.
I got a couple.
So is that a non-cooled PC? No fan in there? No noise?
There is a fan. In fact, it has what I would call a radiator, and that's probably what most people would be able to make the analogy to. It's actually a metal block that sits on top of the CPU that has a couple of pipes coming out of it that goes into a heat exchanger that the fan pulls air through. In essence, a radiator.
That's cool.
I don't know. I think this list is crap.
There's a GPS down near the bottom. That's impressive. 95 is a Garmin GPS.
They have an Antec case.
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, wait a minute. Look at this. 82, 6-apart typepad blogging tool.
What is that?
I have no idea, but
we
talked about it last week.
Tools, it sounds like. Yeah. Nice. It's going to be great. Go
we got Opera 8 on here. Well, number one, if anybody's wondering, number one is Mozilla Firefox, which...
Raw!
I guess you could make a case for it to be number one. It certainly would be in the top 10.
Well, you
got to
remember the impact it had this year.
The year it really blew up, so I'm okay with that. I'm a little concerned about,
know what though?
Other things in the top 10.
Number 12, I had to go. Actually, went to check out what the heck it was. It's Microsoft Technology Maxthon, labeled the browser plugin. That's somebody who repackaged the IE DLLs and gave it tabbed browsing and things like that, so you can use IE tabbed.
But don't do that.
And other stuff.
You know what?
That
don't
sounds like
even
a terrible
tell
idea.
People.
And it's number 12.
To do that. Just tell them to go use Firefox.
I'm curious. Look at this description for number 13, the Rio Carbon, a mid-capacity MP3 player. I'm amazed that MP3 players have now been broken into capacity levels for the marketplace.
In terms of usability, you got your flashes, which you're going to load for pretty much every use, every workout or whatever you're using it for. You got the mid-levels, which are those little tiny drives. They're like 4 gigs. You probably can't get your entire library on it. But you can get more than a playlist worth.
In four
and then
you've
got like a
space,
40 gig iPod or something.
You can fit like 400 songs in like 4 gigs.
Yeah.
400?
But that's not everybody's.
Or more,
I think
probably.
You can do a lot more of that if you just shrink down the bitrate a little bit. It's not like you're going to get great sound out of headphones anyway.
Irv's always pushing the envelope.
Do you listen? It's like having satellite TV and 500 channels and you only watch 20 of them.
Relax. I want 1,000 songs with me at all times.
Like human tornado.
Yeah. If I can't have that when I need it.
I only see one game on the list here, Matt.
What, 19?
You know what?
Go ahead.
is 39 is Half-Life 2.
Yeah, Valve Half-Life 2. And it's a fantastic game, but I agree with you. There's no reason for only one game to be on here, and that one in particular.
Not the best game?
No, I think it's an absolutely great game, but not the best in as a product. I mean,
what's,
you know,
the best game?
I'm not even going to throw up an opinion on that one.
PC World gets a thumbs down from us.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and stick with Civilization 2.
That is a classic game.
Or NetHack. All right. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, I'm nobody in particular, and I'd like to ask you a question. Are you dissatisfied with your current IT service provider? And by that I mean, is your computer guy a jerk? Are you paying $100 an hour, $125 or more for IT service? In other words, is your computer guy ripping you off? Does your computer guy leave more problems than he fixes? Essentially, does he know what the heck he's doing? Call the Comm Group today and get the level of service you desire at the price you deserve, with in-home rates as low as $50 an hour and in-office rates as low as $75. That's KOMM Group at 216-556-0141. That's 216-556-0141 or kommgroup.com. Don't be scared. Call the Comm Group.
Join us every Sunday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. for Primetime Pokas here on WERE 1300 AM. Our Poka family of Richie, Sharon, Melvin, Ginger, Al, and Marianne would like to invite you and your family to spend Sunday evenings with us from 6 to 7 p.m. for Poka music, the community bulletin board, oh yeah, Poka music, guest giveaways, excuse me, did we mention Poka music? And a good time. Don't forget Primetime Poka 6 to 7 p.m. every Sunday evening here on People Power WERE 1300 AM.
Boy, I love wrestling.
Then you should play IWA.
What's the IWA?
The Imaginary Wrestling Association. It's the greatest fun since wrestling itself. You create a wrestler, manage his career, and compete against other wrestlers from around the world for championship titles and prizes. The IWA lets you trash talk and do sneak attacks. They even have specialty matches.
Oh, that sounds great. How do I get started?
Go to playiwa.com. You could be
the new world champion.
WERE 1300 AM Radio. Every afternoon, you can enjoy the music and the entertainers who play and sing the songs you relate to. The songs to bring back special times of your life. We call it simply Your Songs. Brought to you by the original mattress factory location nearest you.
Your Songs, Monday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m., only on AM 1300 WERE.
Cleveland Public Theater and Tidal Wave Theater present Stone Cold Dead Serious, the honest, funny, surreal story of the Ledbetters, a clan of dropouts, junkies, and QVC addicts. You know, just your average dysfunctional family. Only their teenage son can save them from themselves by winning $1 million, playing a real-life version of a computer game, or at least, he'll battle to the death trying. Written by America's next great playwright, Adam Rapp, Stone Cold Dead Serious is another high-octane ride from CPT and Tidal Wave Theater, co-producers of last year's Wait and Charge. Stone Cold Dead Serious opens Friday, June 3rd at 8 p.m. and runs through June 18th. Tickets are $15 and discounts are available. Call the box office at 216-631-2727 or just go to cptonline.org and get serious about video games.
Why do you think you're a dork?
I don't think you're a dork.
We know you're not on the phone with a girl, so call us instead at 216-578-1300. And now, back to Dial a Dork.
All right, we're back. Final segment. It's the final countdown.
If you got questions,
we're leaving
now.
Tomorrow.
It's the final countdown.
Excellent. Just keep doing that in the background. Before we leave this garbaggio list in the background for good, are you songbirds finished? I just want to complain about a couple more things. Number 47, Microsoft Windows Media Player 10.
Boo.
I just can't imagine that the next most even more bloated version of their media player is somehow a great product.
I use it. I don't know.
Although, I mean,
and it makes pretty swirlies. That I would stop making.
You know what? Don't even give it an although.
I mean, you might as well put Winamp on here. I mean, what? I don't know.
All right, we're done with that one.
And last one is number 58, the IBM ThinkCenter A51P, which is labeled an all-purpose PC, which I don't even know what the hell that means. That's just a stupid thing to say. It's a desktop PC? I mean, is that it?
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah, exactly. That's revolutionary in 2005.
Wow, and it's IBM. Better put them on the list somewhere.
Well, and I can't even imagine how they got on here. They're one of the more expensive PC companies. There's not really a whole heck of a lot of value add there. I mean, you know, go with Dell.
You know what? I just want to say that
Or have our friendly comm group build you a PC.
Sure. Call the comm group. We'll hook you up. The thing is, we'll go on Dell.com for you. The point is that can I just say that?
Can you get to the point already?
In my experience as a IT support technician. I hate IBM servers. Can I just say that?
I don't know if they all are that bad.
Well, they're not all that bad, but let me tell you, man. When that stupid why do they use those voltage regulator modules?
I mean, regulate voltage?
Well, I know to regulate voltage, but here's the thing.
That's what you throw the emperor into.
What good is a server where you spend all this money on redundant power supplies, redundant disks, and redundant everything, and yet it will go down permanently if the little voltage regulator isn't working just so? You know, it was infuriating.
Are you done now?
Yes.
Do you feel better?
No.
We're not your therapist.
No.
You know what? Call the psychology show. We're not the psychiatrist.
IBM is getting a kick in the
pants.
Call
Delilah. This week. You know, vent to her.
Delilah. You know what? I'm gonna go call Kim Komando. Screw you guys. I'm going home. All right.
Respect my authority.
All right. Look, here's the thing. IBM took a kick in the pants this week when the story leaked. Is this just an official announcement that they're contemplating the move to Intel, the Intel chip
official
architecture?
Let Russ
speak. You have the official working on it.
I heard it was supposed to be official, but I have not
We can go to Slashdot. I'm pretty sure it was on Slashdot.
Oh, here it is.
While we're looking up the information on Apple,
Matt, why don't you discuss the ramifications?
No. I'm going to discuss something else first.
Oh, good. Okay.
One of the other things that made the list deserves to be on the list, that is Apple Mac OS X Tiger.
10.4, yeah. Right?
This is a fantastic operating system. It is finally made affordable with the Mac Mini. Apple has a lot of really, really cool user interface things that make it so simple to use for the average person out there. I highly recommend it for home users. Get off of Windows. You know, lose Microsoft. There's products that will allow you to still interact with your Office documents, Word and Excel and all that kind of stuff. Your opportunities for safety, for security, for less abuse are so much better here. And quite frankly, the interface just looks better. Lot more whiz bang fun effects and gizmos.
Whiz bang. I love that.
But that is a fantastic segue into Apple on Intel chips. And if Russ can confirm.
Yeah, I did find the Apple press release here. And if you haven't heard, today or somewhere near today, Apple announced they will be using Intel microprocessors beginning in 2006.
That doesn't say whether it's x86, does it?
They do say that it will not be PowerPC anymore, so.
So it's got to be
x86. It must be x86, yeah.
That's fantastic. What that does is it immediately opens up the possibility of installing Mac OS X onto your garden variety Dell
non-proprietary hardware.
Non-proprietary hardware, yeah. Which makes all the price points just come right down. All of a sudden
you got to realize, though, that what people will buy a lot of Apple stuff for is the product, the applications, and that means people have to rewrite their applications for the Intel processor.
In the
very first paragraph here, it says Apple also announced the availability of a developer's transition kit, which is going to be $999 American, consisting of an Intel-based Mac development system along with preview versions of Apple software, which will allow developers to prepare versions of their applications which will run on both PowerPC and Intel-based Macs.
And actually, I wish that a developer of some sort would call into the show, because I'm going to go out on a limb here and make the statement that recompiling the software as written for Mac OS X PowerPC and then compiling that for Mac OS X Intel x86 is probably not all that intensive of an effort. You can, having built software, compiled software on Linux, if you want to compile for one architecture or another.
Yeah, but those are on the same processor, remember. You're not talking about switching processors. We need with his package source.
All right, we do need a little bit of help on that one.
We got an email here from Bill in Berea. Wants to know, is this going to make Apple computers cheaper?
Yes.
That's the bottom line.
I don't think it's actually going to make Apple computers cheaper, but you're going to be able to buy computers with the Apple operating system, Mac OS X, on it for cheaper. And I think that is what they're really driving out there.
Your iLife will be cheaper.
Yeah, your iLife will be cheaper. This is a fantastic move on Apple's part, in my opinion.
No, it's very weird. People have not been comfortable with it, I don't think.
In similar news, but on the other side of the spectrum, there was a report on Slashdot a couple days ago that Transmeta may end up going out of business.
Well, they have sold parts of their chip making business already too.
And for those who don't know, Transmeta was making a line of chips called the Crusoe mm-hmm. processor, which were designed to be good performing, low power chips that would last really long on battery power and wouldn't burn your lap and all this kind of good stuff.
Well, and this is here we go. We're going not a sub.
Wait a minute. Before we get too far into Transmeta, we've got a Mac developer
it's true.
Wait a minute. Go ahead.
Dewey.
Line one. Is that you, Dewey?
Hi guys.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
We're hanging in there.
We miss you.
I'm pleased to hear this.
So tell us what we need to know.
Yeah, Matt was right. You just have to recompile the applications.
Oh, it's just that easy. RISC versus a complex instruction set recompiling.
Should be. There's a couple of layers in between the microprocessor and the application programming language. So unless you're writing it in assembly language, if you're writing it in a higher level language like C or especially Java or something like that.
But then aren't you trusting somebody else to translate your program to the lower level?
You're already doing that if you're compiling it, for PowerPC.
But haven't you optimized it in some senses for that?
No, if you write it in C and compile it for PowerPC, then port it to an Intel platform and compile it for Intel, should be no difference.
The compiler takes care of the optimizations for you.
Well, the developer says so. I'm not going to argue.
Yeah.
Anymore.
And Dewey, you should know that when you said Matt was right, it resulted in a string
Booyah!
Of violent, vilest fist pumping into the air.
Well, you can't go far wrong betting on Matt to be right.
Oh, Dewey, man, you're fantastic.
I hate you.
I try my best. Hey, I have a website for you guys, too.
Oh, okay. Can we call this Yoko's Website of the Week?
Is it PCWorldSucks.com?
I hope that you do.
Okay.
Although I don't know if Yoko would enjoy this one too much.
All right. Well, drum roll for the YWOW is?
DIYparts.org.
DIYparts.org?
Yeah, you might have heard of it. It's been in the news a little bit recently. It's a website where you can go to post any kind of old hardware you have. And other people go there and post the kinds of old hardware that they're looking for. And you can buy, sell, trade, or whatever. And the idea is to get this old hardware, instead of going to a landfill, get it into the hands of the people who can do something with it. Like, they might have a project they're doing, or they might want to be using it for, schools, someplace that these cheap computers.
Sure, sure. I'm looking at this. That's a fantastic website. That's a fantastic website, Dewey. That's awesome because I have some, for instance, that old luggable we saw at the Nauticon this year. If somebody needed an old, MDA network card or something like that.
Who knows?
Sure.
So this
is awesome.
The problem
is if you have a piece of hardware that's, 12 years old or something like that, it's going to cost you more to ship it across the country than it's worth. So there is some localizations. I think it goes down to the state level.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Obviously, some states have more old hardware in them than others.
And some states are bigger than others.
Yeah. But it's pretty cool.
Cool. Excellent.
This is a fantastic website, and I can already see there's lots of old memory. There's old monitors, old audio cards, entire systems. This is fantastic.
Yeah, there's a one guy on the front page right here who's looking for an Apple Newton, and another guy who's looking for other old Apple computers.
I know someone who has an Apple Newton that's just sitting on their desk.
Yeah, I might need to be writing some emails tonight.
My God. I know, I think my mom still has her, you know, Apple 6100 or something like that. Some god-awful thing from 10 years ago.
Well, you know, I don't think the idea here is you know, to make a buck off of it, really.
No, not at all. Just put it in the hands of someone who will make use of it.
Yeah.
Well,
if you
that's
can get them to pay for shipping, then, you know.
Clearly good.
Well, Dewey, I want to congratulate you. Your call has prevented us from discussing online security for e-commerce once again
really
for the eighth
for
week in a row. So congratulations on that. And it really is a timely topic we really ought to be talking about, seeing as how millions of Citibank customers quite possibly have had their identities stolen when UPS lost all the backup tapes recently.
Nice.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, so, you know. But there's another example for you of why online security is such a crazy thing. I mean,
hold on a second.
Well,
I got
some.
Okay, go ahead.
Speaking of UPS, I think a blog's on the top 100 list for that online tracking that they have. I know they've had it for a long time, but, you know, that's probably one of the coolest applications of the Internet for people in business.
Well,
and
right
FedEx, too.
Right along there is, even better, I think, is the ability. You can now load a printer driver for your Windows PC that will print directly from Word or whatever to a printer at Kinko's FedEx. And you put all the information, how many copies you want, you pay for it through the interface with your credit card, and then in 4 hours later you get an email from them saying it's ready, and you just show up and pick it up, and it looks terrific.
Wow.
So check that out. You can go to, I guess, FedEx.com or something like that and look for FedEx Kinko's printer driver. It's fantastic.
All right. Well, let's get this other thing, too.
What?
This is not an issue of online security. This is what people don't understand is that there's more to security than just online security. You got this whole social engineering aspect of it, not to mention people carting backup tapes around and willy-nilly
on UPS trucks
and, you know, just willy-nilly stopping at Starbucks and leaving the tapes on the counter or something like that. You know, who knows?
Well, I don't know about all that.
Well, this is
I can't believe that Citibank wouldn't have sprung for like a Brinks truck or something to cart the... Where are they taking the tapes to anyway?
Probably
what the hell are they doing?
Iron Mountain, off-site storage or something like that?
Gander Mountain?
Gander Mountain.
The storage inside of a
mountain.
Stuffed...
Escape to Witch's Mountain?
You know, the difference between... difference between beer nuts and deer nuts.
Yeah.
Beer nuts are $1.49 and deer nuts are under a buck.
Oh, jeez.
What did that have to do with anything?
Gander Mountain.
Nothing.
I get nothing.
But speaking of Witch Mountain, and it's not entirely relevant, but I saw the trailer for the next big movie to come out of partial Disney Studios, The Chronicles of Narnia, The Witch and the Wardrobe.
That's pretty good.
The trailer was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. But all the trailers before Revenge of the Sith were awesome.
I got a question for you, though.
Yes.
What, I'd say probably like 80% of the public's probably, well, maybe not that high, has read parts of The Chronicles of Narnia, or at least knows what they are. What is the lion's name?
Aslan.
Oh, thank you, Dewey, the answer man.
Okay, wait, real quick, Dewey, stay on the line if you can. Go ahead and put him on. We got 1 minute left. Don, are you there? Uh-oh, Dewey just got cut off. Don, are you there?
I'm with you, oh great and powerful dorks.
Don, I didn't mean to besmirch your good name talking about power supplies.
Yes, he did.
UPSs, but do you
want to give your address?
Do you want to explain to us in like 30 seconds or less why APC UPSs are no good?
Why don't you ask him why he's calling?
Well, no, that's fine. We'll do this one. The reason APC UPSs are no good is it's the front end. When they convert DC power into DC power, use a nasty diode rectifier bridge that sends all sorts of nasty harmonics back down the wave line to screw up the rest of the things that you have plugged into your building.
Nice.
What's wrong with that?
That is just sucks.
It burns. It'll burn out transformers. Causes heating in the neutral lines. In fact, before the electrical codes changed and made the big neutral, they used to burn down buildings because of that.
Oh, my God. Yes. All right. Don, I just want to tell everyone to listen to Don Larson tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock on this station. Capital is Cleveland. Get some good news about the city you love so much. Don, we got to go. We are out of here.
Right,
this has been Dial a Dork. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.